Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 4th. Colorado is on fire on Independence Day, and officials are already comparing this fire season to one of the worst ever. According to the Denver Post, the 2018 fire season is already shaping up to be a repeat of 2002, when drought conditions generated two of the largest wildfires in Colorado history. The nearly 138,000-acre Hayman Fire and the almost 72,000-acre Missionary Ridge Fire near Durango. The devastating 2002 fire season produced the highest number of wildfires since 1950. This year, exceptional drought conditions, single-digit humidity, and extreme heat wave have combined to produce one of the state's worst wildfire seasons. Two of the largest wildfires in state history continue to grow in southern Colorado, and it's just the beginning of summer. More than a dozen wildfires have already been reported across the state. More than 147,000 acres have already been scorched. The Spring Creek Fire in Costilla and Huerfano counties has raged to nearly 80,000 acres and is the fourth largest wildfire in Colorado history. Meanwhile, the 416 fire outside of Durango is nearly 53,000 acres and is the sixth largest wildfire in Colorado history. In our most recent feature from the Connecting the Drops series, we'll look at flood recovery on the St. Vrain River, which was badly impacted by the 2013 floods, and how that intersects with stream management planning.
On a sunny June afternoon, a crowd of people gather by the banks of the South St. Vrain Creek, just outside the town of Lyons. Laverne Johnson has the honour of cutting the ribbon on a new bridge being unveiled today. The previous one was destroyed 5 years ago in the floods that devastated much of this part of Boulder County.
So it was pretty scary. It's hard to believe that water could do so much damage.
Laverne Johnson has lived in Lyons all her life. That's 91 years. She has a lifelong relationship with the river. In fact, the park in town that's a favourite spot for whitewater enthusiasts and tubers is named after her.
Well, I used to come down and swim in the river and wade, and we'd have a picnic there by the park. And I don't know, I just would hate to be without it.
The damage to this part of Colorado was extensive. More than 17 inches of rain fell in 8 days, causing streams and rivers like the St. Vrain to burst their banks, destroying homes and infrastructure in their wake. The unveiling of this new bridge is an opportunity to showcase much of the flood restoration work that has been done on the St. Vrain River itself, and to contrast that with the damage that still remains. Looking upstream from the bridge, you can still see much of the debris from the flood, large piles of wood and sand and rock. The river is confined to one channel without much opportunity for it to expand beyond the floodplain. Looking downstream, it's a different story, says Eric Lane, director of Boulder County Parks and Open Space.
If you follow the water down and you think about rising water levels, there's opportunity for the water to slip out of the main channel and into side channels, which is important not just from a resiliency standpoint and a flood protection standpoint, but it creates a lot of variable habitat in the full width of the floodplain in what's a relatively narrow canyon-constrained environment.
This type of flood recovery work not only repaired the damage done by the flood, but it's part of long-term planning for the river. Sean Cronin is the executive director of the St. Vrain and Left Hand Water Conservancy District. That's the organization that is spearheading the stream management plan for this river. Cronin says the type of river reconstruction that's happening on the St. Vrain is at the nexus of flood recovery and stream management planning.
That if we had done a stream management plan initially, that more than likely would have been identified as something that would be helpful to the overall environment and quite frankly, helpful to be more resilient during natural disasters.
A goal of the Colorado Water Plan is to develop stream management plans on 80% of locally prioritized rivers in the state. The planning is done through conservancy districts like the one for the St. Vrain or through basin roundtables. Either way, this is an opportunity to find collaborations to improve the health of the rivers, says Sean Cronin.
Stream management plans can best be described as part social science, part hard science. And so the social science is a big piece of it, of getting stakeholders together and saying, what is it that you need? What is it that you see? What is it that you envision for this river? Allowing then the scientists to also do their work and saying, the hydrograph has this particular curve to it, but in order to have a, quote, healthy stream system, you need a different hydrograph. And then getting back with the community and saying, if we have this need, what are we collectively going to try to do about that?
Under more ideal circumstances, a stream management plan would have been completed before the 2013 flood, but that choice wasn't available.
Mother Nature didn't cooperate with us and gave us the flood prior to doing the stream management plan. So now we're pivoting from stream recovery to long-term thinking.
And the long-term thinking is, how can the stream meet the various needs of all stakeholders, both those who need to extract the water from the river, like the growing towns, agriculture and industry, and those who want to see the water stay in the stream, like environmentalists and the recreation industry. And asking the question, does management of the river need to change to accommodate all those different needs? Further upstream, as he surveys the portion of the South St. Vrain Creek that has been restored, Eric Lane of Boulder County Parks and Open Space echoes Cronin's hopes that all stakeholders will come together to find solutions for the river in the face of climate change, certain drought, population growth, and the likelihood of another flood.
But what remains to be done from a stream management standpoint are more robust conversations with stakeholders throughout the community, not just about the landscape, but about how we use water as individual entities and collectively, how we could work together to better use the limited water resources we have to meet various needs like wildlife, municipal needs, industrial needs, agricultural needs.
For Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.